Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. And no, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
Just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with ya. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the ground. I will stay high for you, cause that's just who I am.
The word of God declares that everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good, saints. I tell you, God is definitely a God that moves. When he wants you to say something, he moves on our spirit. Hallelujah. As his people, my God, to encourage the body of Christ and to edify and to build up. And my God, also to tear down and uproot the shenanigans and deceptions of the enemy. I'm so thankful and grateful to be here tonight. Today is July 1st, 2021, and this is Women Speak Now and Be Heard, and our prophetess Charlene. I'm so glad to be here to exalt the name of the Lord, our God, with you. We're on the air live today. It's at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so I say hello to all those on the call, all those online listening, and those that will hear the replay. God bless each and every one of you. And I just want to give God the praise for his mercy, for his grace, for his compassion, for being a God of provision, who has shown up and showed out and yet still showing up and showing out by his grace and mercy. I tell you, God is moving in this season. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, God is yet still speaking and he is yet moving in this season. Let's give him a praise for that. Hallelujah. And I want to thank God for Pastor E. Thank God for this precious opportunity to shout out loud the name of the Lord, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to glorify him and encourage the body of Christ and those that will be listening on the broadcast tonight. God bless you, man of God. And also I'd like to thank God for the listeners and those that are praying for me. I've been feeling compelled to share a few visions and dreams that God has put in my spirit. So I'm just want to use wisdom on how to bring it out in this broadcast. Amen. So let's go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, you are God, hallelujah, and you are God alone. You're the only one who reigns upon the throne. You're the God who is all-seeing and all-knowing and everywhere at the same time. God, you are God that is full of compassion, not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And truly, you have been dealing with the body of Christ, Lord God, to repent. And repent is to turn away from whatever you show us that is not like you and to turn to you so that you can be glorified as our God. So, Lord, I thank you that you're working in me to will and do of your good pleasure as you are in the people of God. Help us to be on one accord, to seek your face in truth so that we can love one another in truth. And I give you all the glory, honor, and praise that everybody in agreement said, do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Bless God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight's message is called Hungry for More. Sorry, hungry for more. So if there's anybody out there that has been feeling irritated, frustrated, or perplexed about what is God doing and what is his will in my life in this unique season, he's stirring up some things in us because he is calling us to become who he has placed within us to be. Hallelujah. And as we've been going through processes, we've been getting tested. We've been getting tried. Oh, my God, some people have been taken advantage of. Some people have been overlooked and undervalued and devalued and disrespected and misunderstood. But God is yet still speaking to his church in this hour. Hallelujah. So if you're hungry for more, I pray that you're praying for me because I really want to bring this message out, not try to be all deep and try to be all super spiritual, but just to express what the Lord has put in my spirit. I was waiting on the title of the message, and I thought, Lord, what is it that you want me to say, and how will you help me bring this out? And I began to think about how I've been feeling irritated about the things that I can't explain of, you know, when you feel that God is saying, grow, or come up, or step out, or step forth. It's like, Lord, which way do I go? When do I go? How do I go? What is your will? But how many of you know that God is preparing you for more? Hallelujah. God is preparing us. God is preparing me for the more, my God, of his will and purpose for my life. Hallelujah. So I began to think about hungry. When you're hungry, you feel it's like a feeling of displaying the need for food. You're just hungry for some food. Or it's a feeling where it's a cause that you're feeling hungry. It's a strong desire or a craving. And when you feel pain, sometimes people can feel pain from the hunger because they've waited to the end of the day to eat and their stomach is growling. And it's like a physical type of a suffering that your stomach may be going through, a discomfort. And sometimes with pain, on a different level, people experience it because they have an illness or an injury. But I'm not talking about that kind of pain. I'm talking about the agony, the suffering of you know, when you're feeling like you're waiting and you're believing God, but you don't want to move without God's leading. You don't want to go ahead of God. You don't want to lag and, my God, delay whatever it is that God is saying to go forth in. Hallelujah. And so you may feel a sense of suffering where you're feeling that hardship or distress. Because you're so hungry, you just can't help yourself. You feel the agony. It's like an extreme. You feel it like a mental agony, or it's like you feel like it's an affliction or a pain that you're suffering because you're so hungry. Anybody praying with me on today? How hungry are you? Ask your neighbor, how hungry are you really? And so as I began to think about this message, I began to think about, like, you know, like, say if we're at a table, and, you know, and you remember the scenario, I believe I said it before, there's a lot of chairs, there's a big old table, and, you know, there's a lot of seating, and you have your your plate, your cup, your bowl. You have all your utensils ready to get your grub on, and the meal has not arrived at the table yet. Hallelujah. But you're like, oh, Lord, you know, and you're talking, you're trying to, you know, stall the time, waiting on your food to get there. And has anybody heard of the term hangry? Hangry, H-A-N-G-R-Y. It's like a person has they have a bad temper. It's like an emotion where they have an irritable spirit about them because it's like they get very hangry if they miss their meal. And also, when a person is hangry, they say it's because their stomach is growling, and it's like a hunger that, you know, you get frustrated and angry because you wait for your meal to get there. You've been waiting, and you've made the order, and it has not shown up at the table. So you can possibly understand that if someone says that they're angry, hangry, you say, well, really, you know, did you have breakfast? Did you have lunch? But as an individual level, as a child of God, and you're hungry for more, truly no one can understand your anger, your hunger, your hangry. They couldn't possibly understand because it's something that you have experienced or you are experiencing deep within. You can't truly relate to the growling of my stomach because I'm not in your body. I can't feel the growling of your stomach. Are you probably me on today? And you would say, Lord, you know, how is it that I'm feeling this and it's not satisfied? How can you feed me? How can someone feed you when you're hungry if they're not, my God, they don't have the meal ready to give to you. Hallelujah. And it's like you say, well, everybody has their plate. So when the meal starts coming to people's plates and you're sitting there waiting on the meal to come to your plate, you're not going to go and take some steak off of somebody else's plate or take some bread off of somebody else's plate. You got to wait till, my God, your meal arrives at your plate. Are you praying me on today? And so we can truly say, no, I'm not going to try to take no meat off your plate because I'm not a thief. I'm not going to beg you for any of your bread because I'm not a beggar. I'm not a bandit. I'm not a robber. Are you praying me on today? And I began to think about the terms of those that would, or the spirit of the enemy, and because he is a thief. And the Bible tells us what he came to do. The Bible says in John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So a thief is a person who steals another person's property, especially by stealth, without using force or violence. I mean, I'm talking about a thief, someone that wants to take some bread off of your plate, or someone wants to take your salad and put it on their, where their sitting place is, and they give you that empty bowl. Are you praying with me on today? A beggar, the Bible talks about a beggar. Acts 3:3, it says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them alms. He asked them for money. You know, a beggar is someone that we see out in the streets, the homeless that are asking for money or they're asking for food. Usually it's typically a homeless person. Also, I began to think about a bandit. You know how when there was a choice to choose Jesus or Barabbas, the people said in John 18:40, they cried again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber. So they didn't want Jesus. They wanted Barabbas. They wanted the bandit. They wanted the thief, to be freed instead of Jesus. And I began to think about a bandit, a robber, or outlaw belonging to a gang, someone that's usually lawless and typically operating in an isolated manner, like, you know, a raider or a mugger or a freebooter or a desperado or a hijacker. I don't want to hijack nothing that God's doing in your life, and I don't want you hijacking nothing, oh, my God, that God's doing in my life. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. And I began to think about, my God, the scripture pertaining to the false shepherds. Now, many of you may have seen on my post, I'm always saying false pastors repent. False pastors repent. Because there's been a hunger in my spirit that God is calling for his pastors to continue to keep feeding the sheep. No sheep should be, my God, hungry, hangry. Are you praying with me on today? We should not be hangry, my God, or hungry, my God, for more. Are you praying with me on today? But when we find ourselves hungry for more, we know that God, my God, has promised to send good, true shepherds. There will be shepherds after his own heart that would feed his flock. And the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 23:1-4, it says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of the countries whither I have driven them and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful, my God, and increase." He said, "I will bring them." He said, "I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase." Somebody shout, hungry for more. God wants his people to, my God, be fruitful, how can I about shout, and increase, my God. So the false shepherd does not want you to grow. The false shepherd does not want you to increase. He wants you to be stagnant. He wants to steal. He wants to scatter. He wants to destroy. He has no heart for the people of God. He has no heart for the flock of God. He has no heart of the shepherd. Are you praying with me on today? And the Bible tells us that God said, hallelujah, because he said in Jeremiah 3:15, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you, my God, with knowledge and understanding." Somebody say, lights on. Somebody shout it again, lights on. See, God wants to feed, my God, his flock. He wants to send pastors out, my God, to feed his flock with knowledge and understanding. Are you praying me on today? He doesn't want his sheep, my God, to be lacking, to be lean, to be starving, to be hungry, to be hangry. Are you praying me on today? Hallelujah. Somebody shout, God, my God, bless the pastors, hallelujah, to feed your sheep, hallelujah. And I began, I have to interject this dream that God gave me. He gave it to me twice. And I'm not gonna put the names in because God has given me the dream so vividly. I can tell you who was in the dream, but I'm not gonna do that because my motive is not to embarrass anybody or make them feel bad, but I'll tell you the dream, and God gave it to me twice. And this particular pastor was perplexed, and I don't know what was going on because I was in my dream. He was perplexed, and I was in this church, and I began to walk down this hallway. When I walked down the hallway, I was like, okay, Lord, where am I going? I'm in the dream. And I heard some people talking, and so I went into the room. When I went into the room, When I peeked into the room, I saw the desk where the pastor was sitting, was supposed to be sitting, but his chair was on the other side of the desk, and he was facing, and there were some people in the room, and he had his feet crossed at the ankles, and he was perplexed. And what I got out of that was he didn't know what was going on. What was he doing? I said, okay, Lord, what's going on with this dream? So then the dream went away, and it came back again. When the dream came back the second time, he had his arms crossed as well as his legs crossed at the ankle, and he said, now what are we going to do? And I said, Jesus. So what I got out of that is when you're called, are you praying with me? When you're called by God, he is going to send you to give you what you're supposed to do. Are you praying with me on today? You should not be perplexed. You should not be dumbfounded. You should not be confounded, my God, for the call and the purpose that God has on your life. If he's called you to be a pastor, if he's called you to be a prophet, an evangelist, an apostle, a teacher, a minister, God himself, my God, knows who you are. And God will equip you, my God, for what he has called you to do. So he was in the office perplexed. And he didn't know what he was doing there. And I said, well, Lord, why is he on the opposite side of the desk? And why is he sitting there like he's in a meeting? And all I could gather from that was he needed some help. What he needed was, are you telling me, the fivefold ministry needs to be active. See, what God calls to the church, the fivefold, is to, my God, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the building up, for the developing of the body of Christ. It's more than just one. It's not only one person. It's too great for just one person. I can't do it by myself. You can't do it by yourself. We have to work together. We have to be on one accord. Are you following me on today? Because when you're doing the will of God, there's no me, myself, and I in it. It's God, your will, thy will, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's submission and it's obedience to the heart of God for his flock. Are you following me on today? That means the pastor will grow, the prophet will grow, the apostle will grow, the evangelist will grow, the teacher will grow, the servants will grow. Are you praying with me? God said we will be fruitful, my God, and increase. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. And so now we shift over here to a story that God laid on my heart about the prodigal son. And so we're going to open up our Bibles, fire it up, and run with me to Luke chapter 15. We're going to start at verses 11 and go through verse 32. If you pray with me, let's enter to the word and let's go. And the word of God declares, and he said, a certain man had two sons. Jesus is telling the parable. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto him his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his sustenance with riotous living. And when he had spent all there, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. Are you praying with me on today? And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, somebody say, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Hallelujah. He said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came unto his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell upon his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Are you praying with me on today? Verse 25 says, now his eldest son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou gavest me, never gavest me a kid that I might make merry my friends. But as soon as this thy son, now his brother called his brother thy son, but as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive and was lost and is found. Let's give God a praise for the parable that Jesus gave. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and unpack this. So what I got out of it from Luke 15, 1 through 12, it was talking about the father and my God and the son. As you know, that the son wanted his wealth. He wanted what was due him. And so basically what I got out of that was from the prodigal son point of view, what he was saying, give me what's owed to me now and let me do with it whatever I want to do with it. I'm grown enough. I know what I want to do with what's mine. He said, let me have the inheritance promised to me and I can go and find my own way of how I want to live my life. I don't need any support to go and be whatever I want to be. Until I figure it out, I want my wealth so that I can go and enjoy my life like I want to. And then, and I began to think about, it's a scripture, my God, about Galatians, about how, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed of another. Because what I found out was that even though he went out to do what he was doing, his brother was insulted by his wastefulness. Hallelujah. But then his brother, basically, he was saying when someone is bothered. So his brother was bothered because he wanted his wealth right now. And my God, it's like the Spirit says, I've been waiting for an hour. Like you waiting on your meal. I've been waiting for an hour and a half. And my meal's not here yet. I'm starving. Like he was telling his dad, it was like an attitude. He wanted his wealth now. And it's like, you know, he would tell somebody, like if someone said, well, how hungry are you? He said, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling real hungry right now. I want my wealth right now. And so it was like a spirit of intimidation, like, give it to me now. And it was like, you know, when someone's feeling angry, it's like a feeling of showing annoyance or displeasure or hostility. You know, he just wanted it, and it was a spirit of feeling irate. You know, like he was annoyed, and he was irritated, and he wanted, my God, the wealth that was owed to him. And it's like a feeling when you feel exasperated, like irritation or annoyance. He got tired of waiting. He wanted his money now. He was frustrated. He was aggravated. Hallelujah. And so he was also greedy, and showing an intense and selfish desire for something, especially wealth or power, my God. And so what he did, he spent his money. He lived it on loose living, my God. And, you know, he didn't realize that he was actually going to be in a place where he was going to end up being hungry. You know, that land that he went in, my God, he went and was footloose and fancy free and did all what he wanted to do till he found out that there was a famine in the land, and he had to join himself to a citizen of the country. And what I found out about that citizen of the country was that that person didn't have much to give him except to go work feeding the swine. And I began to think about when someone is really stingy to say, oh, well, I can't help you. It's like a tightwad, a mean, miserly person, like a pinch penny. You know, they're stingy. They're not generous. They're not even sparing. They just give a little bit. Like someone said, I'll give you a little pinch of salt. You know, like they're stingy with the salt. They're stingy with the employee benefits. They're stingy with the portions of meat. It's like a mean, lowly, inferior, base, ungenerous manner. You know, scanty, like they don't want to provide a complete supply. It's like to make a small, narrow, meager amount of what they would say they would do for you or what they could give you. It's lacking quantity and quality. It's inadequate. It's incomplete. Are you praying with me on today? It's lacking and it's insufficient for a purpose that's needed. Are you praying with me on today? So that citizen of the country's attitude was like this. I don't have anything of mine to give you, but I know what you can do. Go feed the swine and maybe they will help you. That's the best I've got for you. Take it or leave it. That citizen was like, well, what I have is for me and mine. You're in my city, town, country, land. Here, we fend for ourselves out here. Oh, I thought you already found the out when you got here. Oh, well, there are the pigs over there. They're feeding the corn. They're eating the corn. Have at it. There it is. That's the spirit of the citizen of that country. Are you praying on today? And we find out how the brother was, you know, offended, and his thoughts towards his brother being foolish and spending his money was like, how foolish is he to think he's old enough to go out there and spend his wealth? He's too immature and hasn't been taught how to spend his money wisely. Why would he have demanded our father give him his inheritance now? That wealth is supposed to be given to us when we clearly learn and understood what it's reserved for. We're not supposed to take it and spend it on loose living. And then when we have need, to have to go shamefully to our father to request for financial help. Are you praying with me on today? And the thoughts of the higher servant, I began to think about him. It says, it's like being a higher servant of the son's father. He knew their father was an upright man as well as a wealthy man. When the older son asked him why the celebration was happening at home, the higher servant had shared the reason that, and no doubt probably said it joyfully because he knew that the son had left home and was just as glad that he returned to his father safely as well. Hallelujah. And the thoughts of the father towards both his sons was like, the father loved his sons and knew that they both were deserving to receive goods, money, et cetera, that each of them were promised to receive. And although the older son was angry at the irresponsibility of his younger brother, the father knew that the younger brother would not know what to do with what he had. He didn't stay home long enough to be taught about the risks, the valleys, the problems, or what to be aware of.
The father also knew that his older son needed to know that his brother had an inheritance, but all that he had would be his, but took him to the understanding that his brother's life meant more than any amount of physical wealth. Hallelujah. And what was the satisfaction when you think about the dissatisfaction of what his son did? You think about the satisfaction of how his heart, how the heart of his father was, that the fulfillment of his wishes, of expectations or needs for his son to be, my God, wealthy and be, my God, well taken care of and be covered and protected by their father would be there when the son came back. It was like a sense of being contented. The father was contented. He was looking for his son every day. Can you imagine? He was out there wondering where his son was, hoping his son would return home. And then when his son returned, he ran and just ran to him. It's like, my son, my God, hallelujah. The loving father. When you're hungry, hallelujah. When you're hungry, hallelujah. The father is ready. The father has enough supply to feed, my God, his sheep. Are you praying me on today? I said, when you're hungry, my God, our God has plenty of his supply to feed our hunger. Hallelujah. I began to think about being in a state of contentment. It's a state of happiness and satisfaction. Contentment is an emotional state of satisfaction that can be seen as a mental state, maybe drawn from being at ease in one's situation, body or mind. And also speaking, contentment could be a state of having accepted one situation and it has a mindset of mildness, my God, and it's a form of contentment and happiness. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. The Bible also tells us in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, but I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therefore to be content. I thank God for this message about how hungry are you? How hungry are you? The hunger pains, the drive that's driving you. What's driving you? What's the motive? What's the intention? What's the reason? My God, what's the lesson? What's the, my God, instruction? What's the wisdom that God is saying, I want you to be fed and I want you to be satisfied to have the substance? My God, hallelujah, in this season, hallelujah. And it starts, I began to think about this message, that God sees my life more valuable than what the naysayers see or what the naysayers think. God sees your life or what anyone thinks about you, even what people don't know about you. God sees it, and he knows the substance that he wants it to have. God sees us as not average. My God, God is like a prayer. God, I've got to have more of you. I've got to have more, my God, of your will for my life. God's got abundant supply to take care of every one of our needs. Hallelujah. And you have to remind yourself that you're not a failure, that in Christ you are a winner. You have to remind yourself and decree it and speak it out and proclaim it that you are valuable to God. The Father's love towards me is greater than I could ever imagine. My yesterdays are gone, and in my today, God's love is here to cover me, to carry me, to keep me, to protect me. Hallelujah. God's thoughts towards me are for good, and his thoughts towards me are not of evil. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm so encouraged by the word tonight that it's God who shall supply the need. It's God who moves. It's God who said, my God, give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. I began to decree and declare the will of God for my life from the north, south, east, and west. I began to decree and declare that the heart of God for my life shall be made manifest. I decree and declare that his will for my life, my God, will match, my God, where he's taking me, hallelujah, because it pleases the Father, hallelujah, in the prosperity, my God, of his servants, hallelujah. And to supply, to make sure that the lack, see, when there's lack of supply, there's leanness, there's faintness, there's weariness, there's distress, there's much sorrow and sadness, my God. But with God's supply, he brings joy, he brings gladness, he brings victory, he brings courage, he brings bravery. Hallelujah. With the supply of God, he brings inner healing. My God, structure. My God, hallelujah, understanding. Hallelujah, wisdom and knowledge. All your needs. He shall supply all the needs, physical, mental, psychological, social, emotional, relational. He shall supply all your need, hallelujah, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus is our perfect example. He is the focus. He is the focus. The more we, my God, seek the face of God, the more we seek the heart of God, the more we, my God, pour our hearts out to him and say yes to him and yield to him, my God, and obey him, the more we are conformed and transformed and converted. Somebody say, from the inside out, from the inside out, that my vision, my vantage point will be, I'll be able to see it how God wants me to see it. When I'm listening, I'll be able to hear it, my God, how God wants me to hear it. See, as this word is going forth, you're hearing what I'm saying, but you're hearing, my God, I'm praying that you're hearing what the Holy Ghost, my God, is speaking to you, my God, to hear. Hallelujah. That according to his riches in glory, hallelujah. When we say God rain on us, God shower down, God fill us with your Holy Spirit, God renew, created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, hallelujah. When we're saying God, more of you and less of me, as we're saying that and we're praying that God will begin to move the wrong, my God, contacts and the wrong, my God, connections and, my God, replaces, set in the circle, circumference of association, the right people, for my God, for the plan and will and purpose of God, hallelujah, for your life, hallelujah. I'm praying the will of God for my life. There's people I have not yet met that I know that God is going to connect because it is his will for my life. It is his will for your life, my God. When we connect, when it is of a God-ordained, assigned appointment, my God, it will be so, my God, pleasing to the Lord because it is his will in heaven and it shall be so manifested in the earth. How many of you are hungry for more? Yeah, there were people around you that didn't mean you no good. There were people that see, they say, oh, I see the anointing on your life. I see the call on your life. But they're so jealous, my God. They're so competitive. They think you're going to take something that's theirs. I don't want nothing that's yours. I want what God's will is for my life. See, God unites and connects for the purpose, my God, for soul winning. Are you praying with me on today? If there's a motive to make a name for yourself, if there's a motive for all eyes to be on you, on me, myself, or I, wrong motive. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. It's Jesus Christ the Lord. It's Jesus the Christ the Savior. He's the Redeemer. He's, my God, the King of glory. Are you praying on today? Hallelujah. See, the message of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, my God, it's a message that, my God, the world needs to hear. Are you praying me on today? The backslider needs to hear it. The lost need to hear it. And the saint of God needs to be reminded of it, of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Had he not come to Calvary, had he not been sent in this world, we would be lost without care. Had he not come to the cross and gave his life, he said, no man take my life from me. He said, I lay it down. He said it was given to him of the Father. See, it's hard to comprehend it, that God was, my God, manifested in the flesh, but he already has sent his word, my God. And the Bible says, and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news. How long have you been saying that you've heard it before and again, that we must repent, that we must be baptized, and yes, and be filled with the Holy Ghost? But I found out, my God, that it is power in the name of Jesus, my God, to break every chain. And I found out that even in a church that preaches it, my God, if they don't repent, somebody say, uh-oh, the spirit of religion will try to take over. Uh-huh. See, we have to be careful, my God, of the spirit, my God, of religion. Because God wants his sheep to be fed, and he wants us to be, my God, prepared, my God, to reach souls for his kingdom. That's why it seems like it's been a halt. That's why it's been like a standstill, like a stop, like a halt, like a wait. Because God's like, no. You got to get your focus right. I've heard many people talk about it. You do. You got to get your mind right. Because the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. See, people have a spirit of a takeover spirit, my God, of a controlling spirit, me and mine, when it's God and his. I said, it's not me and mine. It's God and it's his. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that all souls, God says, are mine. They all belong to him. He's a God of all flesh. And the Bible says, is there anything? They ask a question. Is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing that is impossible. With man, it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, to those that believe and take God at his word. Souls are hanging in the balance. I said souls are hanging in the balance. The souls that God has entrusted you with, you are accountable, my God, to tell them about him. You are accountable to tell them about Jesus. See, I don't need to be taking nothing off your plate. I don't need to be trying to be like you because, my God, the souls God has sent me to, my God, I have to tell them about Jesus. I said you got to tell them about him. Hallelujah. Because he's the love of my soul. He's the one that came to me. He's the one that was there when I cried out, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I need you. I can't make without you. I can't even save myself. How many of you know you can't even save yourself? We need the Lord. We need, my God, that perfect example always set before us saying, Lord, help me, help me, help me. And how many of you know when you get to glory, God's the only one that's going to be able to make up the difference because we're imperfect and he's making us. Somebody say, he's saving me. Uh-huh. See, he has to save us because he has to deliver us from ourselves. You might be on this level, but how far has God taken you from where you was at the last level? Are you praying me on today? Where was you at your last season that God had to do some things, and my God, you felt all discombobulated until he got you to this season? Are you praying me on today? Oh, is somebody hungry for more? Are you hungry for more? See, when you dine out to self, you're going to be emptied out, and then you're going to need to be filled. Are you praying with me on today? God, I'm hungry for more, the more of you. What do you need more from God? God already knows. God, I need more of your love, more of your, my God, contentment, more joy, more peace, the fruit of your spirit. I need more. More, 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 more. I want to be unbothered by the enemy, by his shenanigans. I want to be unmoved by, my God, the looks and the stares. I want to be unmoved because the motive is what I'm moved to and hungry for is to be, my God, focused on the heart of God. Lord, set my face like a flint upon your heart. Kabashandaya. My God, anoint my eyes. My God, with eyesight so that I can see clearly. Look at the signs of the times. Can you see? Do you understand? Do you not perceive? My God. So we know that the God of this world, and my God, he's the prince of the power of the air. It's the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. And the Bible says what? Such was some of you, but now you're washed, you're cleansed, my God, by the blood of Jesus. It's the grace of God. It's the mercy of God. It's the compassion of God. And he saw you when you said yes. He heard you when you meant it. He seen you when you meant it. He seen the breaking on the inside. Oh, God, break up the fallow ground. Break up the fallow ground. It's time out for pretenders. I'm telling you that right now. It's time out for playing church. God is serious about his flock. God is serious about his flock. And I just pray that we'll continue to, my God, in this new season, in this season of July, my God, that we'll, my God, keep seeking the face of God to be hungry for what he's revealing in us as we're being transformed, as we're being converted, my God, as he's correcting and delivering his church from idiosyncrasies and things, my God, habits and things that we're dealing with in our character, and our attitude, our disposition, our personality, our my God, our demeanor, that God continue to chisel and shape and make and mold us and cleanse and polish us and wash us. My God, get the stains out. My God, press and get the wrinkles out. Are you praying with me on today? Hallelujah. God is looking for his bride, my God, to be ready to see his face in peace. So we're in process of elimination, my God, and experiencing excavation and experiencing transformation. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer at this time. Heavenly Father God, Lord, right now I thank you, God, for the desire to be hungry for more. Lord, I pray in those that are hearing this message right now that you're stirring up in them, oh God. My God, that agitation that not be satisfied where they are right now. God, that there's more, God, and you're stretching us, God, for more. My God, it's not a spirit of high-minded. I'm trying to get somewhere and be lifted up and propped up. No, it's you, God, that's stretching us and stirring us up, expanding us, oh, God, for more, for increase, God, for fruitfulness, my God. My God, to be, my God, not only be blessed, but to be a blessing, oh, God, to reach as many souls for the kingdom, oh, God. They will wake up out of their sleep and slumber and recognize, God, their soul's condition to repent and to turn to you now, God, to come to you and say, Lord, it's me. It's me, oh, God. It's me. I need you. Don't be ashamed to cry out to him. He's a God. He's not just a person. He became man, but he's more than that. He's God. So he understands when we confess and cry out to him. Hallelujah, from the yearnings of our heart, in our spirit, and in our mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I thank you, God. So if there's anybody that want to call on the line and chime in, this is your time. The lines are open. You're welcome. Hallelujah. And if not, I will go into prayer. I will go into prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Because I tell you what, the devil is alive. We're going to be some lean, skinny sheep, wool falling off, looking a hot mess. The devil is alive. We will, my God, be thriving. Hallelujah. My God, strong, my God. My God, with wool, Lord God. That to be sheared off by hirelings and false shepherds want to glean the sheep and take and rake and take. No. We are to grow, my God, and flourish, my God, and increase, my God, and be fruitful. Hallelujah. My God, I pray, oh God, right now, oh God. My God, you seen that pastor that was in that office looking like that, talking to some people saying, oh, now what are we going to do? My God, don't let them go sitting around on Facebook trying to get people's messages and reroute them. And that's a cheat's way out. That's a robber's way out. That's a bandit's way out. That's not even giving the sheep what they need. Yeah, this word is going forth now. It's fresh meat. And it's fresh because it's what God is saying right now today. But what is God going to say this Sunday? You need to, my God, be at the altar, at the face of God, say, God, what you want me to give them on Sunday? Give me some fresh meat. Give me some cooked, some fresh, my God, food to give to the sheep. I pray for that pastor right now. God, that God will help him, my God, hallelujah, to recognize, my God, the position he's in, God. I pray, oh God, for your mercy, oh God, because, God, we have to be very careful because it's your sheep and it's your flock. My God, hallelujah. I pray, my God, for the pastors that, my God, are pastors of a truth, God. You said you would send of your own heart, God. Oh, that they feel your heartbeat, oh God. Oh, God, they're not ready. They're not want to give no little crumbs and a little bit of miserly, God. But even if they give, my God, a plate of greens or a bowl of greens, it's still substance. It's still nutrients. My God, it's still health, my God, to the body. Kabashanga, it's still health. My God, when they give meat, when they give milk, my God, when they give, my God, greens, God, when they give what is needed for the body, my God, I pray, my God, for your pastors, oh God, your shepherds, oh God. My God, that you smile on because you know, God, what you've called them to. You know the sheep, oh God, that you have them shepherding, God. You know what they need. I thank you for the uniqueness, my God, of Ikabashada, of the calling of the pastors, my God, that your hand, my God, is on their life. My God, for the calling, my God, for the shepherd, my God, of the flock. My God, I pray, God, hallelujah. My God, for the apostles, Lord God, that you have, Lord God, to go into churches, Lord God, and teach, my God, the structure, the substance that they must know as pastors concerning the need of spiritual warfare in their churches. I thank you, my God, for the apostles and, my God, and your unique, my God, calling and anointing on their lives for the motive, my God, for the body, my God, of Christ to grow. I thank you, my God, for the evangelists, Lord God, the gatherers, my God, the backsliders and the lost. My God, those on the fence, my God, to encourage them and to urge them to repent. Lord, I thank you, my God, hallelujah, for the teacher, my God, that teaches your word, Lord God. I pray that you anoint them to teach with clarity, oh God. I come on, Shanda, with substance, Lord God. Hallelujah, to draw hearts to you, Father. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah for the fivefold. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. My God, I pray for the servants, Lord God. My God, who are just thankful to helpers just to do anything, God. Oh, you know, you need help with this? Okay, I'll plug up that. Oh, just plug up this monitor? Okay, you need me to go get a Kleenex? The person's crying over there. I'll give them the Kleenex for their tears. The service, those that are doing the will of God without motive, without intention. My God, just to please you, oh God, hallelujah. My God, I pray that we all, God, have a heart, my God, of the servant that has confidence in the heart of the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you know you're in good hands, huh? When you know that you got a heart of a father that cares for you, my God, it's like a sheep in his arms. And he's holding it. And he said, I got you. He knows when the sheep is crying. Hallelujah. He knows. Hallelujah. When the sheep was mishandled, my God, by the false shepherd. And I know that sounds so negative to talk about something false. But God knows the difference. And he knows. That's why many aren't in church, because, my God, of the mishandling, my God, of the sheep from the, my God, hireling and the false shepherd. So I pray, God, that the pastors will be encouraged, God. I pray you snatch off and chase away all depression and all discouragement and all anxiety and all worry, oh, God, because you know the flock, no matter what size their churches, don't matter. It's who you have them to shepherd, God. Oh, Lord, that we will grow and be fruitful. Hallelujah. And we'll increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sees your tears. He understands the burden. He understands the weight. And I'm not talking about the weight, W-A-I-T. He understands that, but he understands the heaviness of what you carry and what you deal with. He understands it. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I pray, oh, God, hallelujah. According to your heart, oh God, you will meet the need. You will exceed the need. You will, my God, you are more than able and capable, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah. Where there was not teaching, where there was not help, where there was not support, Lord God, that I trust and I decree and declare, oh God, that the right support will be manifested, the right connections, those that do care. We rebuke the spirit of the enemy that says, I don't give a care about you. No, Lord, Lord, I decree and declare, my God, according to your heart, that you will send those who do give a care. And it's compassion, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, I ask for discernment. God, that we'll be able to perceive and identify it when it comes. Lord, that we'll be able to recognize it, Lord God, because we didn't recognize the deception. We didn't recognize the counterfeit. We didn't recognize the mockery. We didn't recognize, my God, the confusion, my God. And we experienced wounds and bruises, oh, Lord, because of it, oh, God, and offenses, oh, God. But Lord, oh God, I pray that the hearts will forgive and trust, Lord, hallelujah, that you understood it all, Heavenly Father God. Hallelujah. That you are able, oh God, to take us to places and lands that we have not bought, and cities and lands we have not purchased that we did not own before, nor to grant, my God, permission. He called about Shania, oh God, a substance for the need, oh God. Hallelujah, for your kingdom, Lord God. Is that us for no more? Hallelujah. Oh, God, but your sheep shall grow and shall increase. I decree and declare and rebuke the spirit of lack. I rebuke the spirit of the miser who does not want certain ones because of the spirit of indifference. The Lord God rebukes you. God, but I pray, Lord, that we have the heart of compassion, of brotherly kindness, to be tender-hearted. Oh, God, and compassionate, Lord God. That is the heart of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You said, why ye call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say. God, you want us to do the things that you're saying and not just be hearers only. Oh, God. For For you seen the sheep, God. They were like sheep without a shepherd, Lord God. And you were moved with compassion, God, that you would heal them, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I pray for healing. I pray for healing and deliverance, oh God. I pray for comfort, oh God. I pray you pour in oil and wine into the cuts, into the bruises. God, the wounds, oh God, you see them, oh God. You see the blueness of them. You see the redness. You see, oh God, the blackness of the wounds, oh God. You see the bruises, oh God. We were mishandled, but you seen it, God. So I thank you for the relief. I thank you for the release. I thank you for the victory. I thank you for the laughter. I thank you for the gladness. I thank you for the rejoicing. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the turnaround. I thank you for the victory, oh God, because it's your will, Lord God, to get glory. It's your will that that the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, my God, will give you glory. My God, it will give you honor and worship and praise in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Oh, be encouraged, saints of God. God has not forgotten about us. No. I don't care what the devil tries to paint a picture and say you've been forgotten about. The devil is alive. No. God has not forgotten about you. No. God has not forgotten about me. It's been processed. We've been processed. Are you praying me today? It's been a process. God's got to process some things out, and he's got to process and develop some things on the inside. Hallelujah. What good is it for something mechanical not to work? Oh, God, my God, the way God designed it to. Are you praying me on today? So, oh, I thank God. Hallelujah. For he is our master builder. He is the creator. Hallelujah. He is creator. Tell your neighbor, God don't make no junk. I heard somebody say, yeah, you know, if you was a boot on top of a junk pal, God saw it and figured, oh, I could make something out of this. No, we're not junk. Hallelujah. God knew that we were lost without a care, and he had mercy on us. My God is sick. He sent life. He sent his word. He sent his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He sent his grace and his mercy. Anybody hungry for more? My God, somebody shout it out loud. God, I'm hungry for more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I pray that our hunger will be satisfied so much the more. Let's give God a praise. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay hungry. Keep seeking the heart and the face of God. God bless you. Be encouraged and know that God is fighting for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I don't want to be that lie to make a second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no, it's not a game. Ain't gonna lose no sleep over what people say.
You got me in my life. You ain't giving me my life. Nah, you can't tell me what's right.
I just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really